Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Best Things First by Bjørn Lomborg is a 2023 nonfiction book about global development, public policy, and cost-benefit analysis. It argues that the world does not lack ambitious goals, but rather a disciplined way to choose among them. Building on the Copenhagen consensus approach, Lomborg and a large group of economists evaluate policies by how much good they deliver relative to their cost, with special attention to the poorest populations. The book positions itself as a critique of broad, unfocused agendas, such as the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, while highlighting a smaller set of interventions that it claims would produce much larger gains per dollar spent. Its purpose is not to describe poverty in general, but to identify which actions deserve priority if resources are limited. The result is a highly policy-oriented work aimed at readers interested in development economics, international aid, and practical trade-offs in solving large-scale social problems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why Lomborg argues for choosing a few high-return policies instead of many broad promises. A central idea in Best Things First is that good intentions are not enough when resources are limited. Lomborg argues that global policy has a tendency to promise everything at once, especially through broad frameworks such as the Sustainable Development Goals. But this approach can dilute effort and reduce impact. The book instead promotes a prioritization model: identify the interventions that create the largest benefit relative to cost, then fund those first. This is not just an efficiency argument in the abstract. It is a claim about how institutions actually behave when they try to address poverty, disease, education, and other urgent problems simultaneously. By narrowing the agenda, Lomborg believes decision makers can avoid spreading money too thin and can produce visibly better outcomes for the world's poorest people. The book therefore turns priority setting into the main ethical and practical issue, not a side concern. Secondly, how cost-benefit analysis is used to rank global development interventions. The book's distinctive method is its reliance on cost-benefit analysis rather than moral urgency alone. Lomborg presents the selected policies as the result of peer-reviewed research and consultation with economists, with the aim of comparing expected gains against the money required to achieve them. This framework matters because it changes the language of global aid. Instead of asking only whether a cause is important, the book asks whether a specific program is among the most efficient ways to improve lives. That method leads to a small set of interventions that are treated as unusually strong investments. The book uses this approach to create a hierarchy of choices, making trade-offs explicit rather than hidden. For readers, the analytical value lies in seeing development problems as portfolio decisions under scarcity, even when one disagrees with the final rankings. The method forces more disciplined thinking about evidence, opportunity cost, and the real consequences of funding one solution over another. Thirdly, the 12 recommended solutions and the focus on practical, scalable gains. Best Things First is built around a short list of interventions that Lomborg says produce unusually large returns. These include fighting tuberculosis and malaria, addressing chronic disease, reducing malnutrition, improving education, expanding trade, introducing e-procurement, and strengthening land tenure. What connects these policies is not a shared sector, but a shared profile. They are portrayed as proven, scalable, and relatively low cost compared with their expected benefits. The book is less interested in symbolic reforms than in interventions that can be implemented across large populations and still show measurable results. That emphasis makes the work practical in tone, even when the subject is global in scope. It also helps explain why the book appeals to policymakers and donors. It translates big social problems into manageable policy packages. Rather than treating poverty reduction as a single project, the book breaks it into tractable areas where incremental investment may yield outsized gains in health, income, and institutional performance. Fourthly, the criticism of the SDGs and the preference for narrower measurable targets. Another major theme is the book's criticism of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Lomborg argues that the SDGs are too broad, too numerous, and too diffuse to guide serious prioritization. In his view, the earlier Millennium Development Goals worked better because they were fewer and more focused, which made implementation and accountability more realistic. This criticism is important because it is not simply anti-UN rhetoric. It reflects a deeper concern about how large international agendas can lose effectiveness when they try to include every worthy objective. By contrast, Best Things First insists on clarity, measurability, and sequence. The book suggests that progress is more likely when institutions choose a smaller number of well-defined targets and fund the most cost-effective paths toward them. This makes the book both technical and political. It is about the design of development strategy, but also about the institutional habits that determine whether global promises lead to concrete action. Lastly, the book's appeal. and its limits, as a policy-driven argument for prioritization, Best Things First stands out because it is unusually direct about trade-offs. It tells readers that moral seriousness should be paired with hard comparisons among interventions, rather than with a reflex to support every good cause equally. That clarity is attractive to policymakers, philanthropists, and analytically minded readers who want a framework for deciding where limited money does the most good. At the same time, the book's style can seem top-down, and some critics have questioned whether its assumptions fully capture real-world obstacles, hidden costs, and local behavior. That tension is part of the book's significance. It is not trying to be a neutral survey of development challenges. It is making a case for a specific decision rule. Its value lies in forcing readers to confront scarcity, prioritize evidence, and ask which interventions are likely to save the most lives or raise incomes the most for each dollar spent. Even where readers disagree, the book provides a clear benchmark for debating aid policy more rigorously. In conclusion, Best Things First is best suited for readers who want an evidence-driven view of global poverty, especially policymakers, development professionals, philanthropists, economists, and general readers interested in public policy trade-offs. Its main benefit is that it turns a vast and emotionally charged subject into a structured discussion of priorities, costs, and measurable impact. Rather than offering another broad appeal for doing more good, it asks which specific actions should come first when money, attention, and institutional capacity are limited. That makes the book intellectually useful even for readers who are skeptical of Lomborg's conclusions, because the framework itself encourages sharper debate about effectiveness. What distinguishes the book from many similar development titles is its narrow focus on ranking interventions by benefit relative to cost. Instead of presenting poverty alleviation as a moral slogan, it treats it as a selection problem under scarcity. The result is more technical, more argumentative, and more policy-oriented than inspirational books in the same category. Readers who value empirical reasoning will find that strength compelling, while readers who prefer broader structural analysis may find the approach too selective. Either way, the book stands out for insisting that the first responsibility of global aid is not to do everything, but to do the most effective things first. If you would like to support Bjorn Lomborg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.